Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Reaper Podcast, recorded live on September 28th, 2017. I'm one of your hosts, Joel Rinke, and joining me, as always, we have Jordan Sellers.
Hello. Yes, back. That was a really, really fast
He's
intro.
He's getting so fast at those.
Just go on. Wow. Go on. Mitch Drake.
Yes, hello.
And Adam Seckley.
Hello.
How are we all doing?
Excellent.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Same old.
No, it's been a good week. It's been a really good week. I mean, the heat wave's a bit crap.
Yeah. Hot for spring.
Yes. Mm. It's nearly 40 degrees here in Ipswich, and oh boy, that's like midsummer heat.
Remember, if you are listening live and you can't stick around for the full show, you can pick up where you left off on the following Monday on our iTunes, Wooshka, and YouTube page. Links to which can be found on our Facebook page at facebook.com/replayAU. Mm-hmm. Coming on the show this week, we have our quiz, our infamous quiz, where our previous winner was myself. Let's hope I can continue it. Fortnite versus PUBG, Gamers Are Too Toxic, and Assassin's Creed Origins. But first, what have you been playing this week, guys?
Do you want me to go first this time?
Yep. Yeah, we'll go first, since you have your Switch.
I have been playing Zelda almost constantly, I've spent maybe 50 hours this week on it.
Oh, wow.
Not 50 hours total this week, a bit earlier last week. Anyway, yeah, it's been a lot of hours.
Yep.
And I've only done one dungeon.
That's a big game.
Exploring, looking
around.
I've been
doing a lot of shield surfing.
Oh, right. I heard about that.
Just very addictive.
Yeah. How many hearts do you have?
5.
Okay. Because hearts, I see in the game are more like your progress in the game.
You can't get the Master Sword until you have 13 hearts.
Yeah. Okay. And how many total hearts can you have?
26.
And does it carry over with more hearts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you can get bonuses on top of that and stuff like that.
Because that's how I see the progress in the game.
Okay.
And the more hearts you have, the better.
I have 5 hearts.
Okay. And you start with 3?
Yes.
Okay. 50 hours. 3.
Yes. Okay. I've just been messing around, and like every time I see an encampment, I'm like, ooh, what's over there? And normally it's either just a topaz or something in a chest, but no idea what they're used for yet, so...
Have you synced up with any of your amiibo things?
Yeah, I've done the Wolf Link amiibo a few times, which just summons Link from Twilight Princess in his wolf form.
Okay.
And he follows you around and fights people for you. But I've been utilizing the teleportation feature a lot. And if you do that, he's gone and you can't resummon him for another day.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So you can just keep summoning him.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's 30 hearts, by the way, as well.
It's 30?
Yeah.
Is the max.
Yeah.
Mm. But there's a thing that you've got to collect. You collect, is it Korok seeds? Korok seeds expand your inventory.
Yeah.
When you do shrines, you get the little balls. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what they're called, spirit orbs. And you spend 4 of those to either give you a heart or a quarter of a stamina wheel.
Yeah.
But you can't get a full stamina wheel and all 30 hearts. So.
Right, so you have to pick and choose.
Yeah, so I'm going 26 hearts and 3 full stamina wheels.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you can eat food that like give you temporary health, so you can still get that 30 hearts, basically.
Yeah. But the stamina wheels are much better because they allow you to climb. Because you can climb any surface in the game.
It's
a bit addictive. Yeah. Not gonna lie.
Can't climb any surface in PUBG. I can tell you.
No,
that.
You've tried.
Oh,
yeah.
Have you ever been stuck on the back end of the military base? Like you drove a boat around.
Mm-hmm. I can guess what you've been playing this week.
Yeah. And. You get to the back and you think on the map it looks like that's a shore.
Mm.
And you get there and it's just a cliff face and everything else is just cut off from the blue. So you're there trying to scale this cliff face and it's shocking. You can't. And you just die.
My biggest if of that is just you see a tiny wall cut out the inside of a big wall.
Yeah.
You think you can just jump straight through it.
Yeah.
But no, you're stuck there for 3 tries. You're like, okay, I'll go around. The entrance like 2 feet away. It's like, okay, I'll just go around it then.
Yeah, still waiting on the vaulting.
Yep.
Eventually, maybe. But just that in Overwatch, that's just me in a nutshell.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You're probably getting pretty good at Overwatch now, though.
Well.
Should we ask Josh?
Yeah, should we ask Josh?
Josh. Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
sure,
we'll find out what actual type of player you are in the game.
He'll call me like a bossy annoyance or something. I don't know.
Bossy, that means you show leadership and you try and take control of the points.
Yeah. Means you have
I get mad easily. I get mad easily. On PC, I get annoyed because it's so much different when you're playing with people who you don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I usually play with about a 3 stack on Xbox.
Yeah.
And we can kind of control the team comp when you've got three people. Mm. Like, because anything the other three pick, you can kind of, okay, let's pick around that and sort that out. But yeah, no, on PC, I can't climb. I just can't.
It's always better with friends.
I need friends. I had a friend that used to play with me, and then his laptop stopped functioning on Overwatch.
Oh, really? Who's this?
I don't know. He starts J.
It's me. It's me.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. All right.
He said laptop. I was like, yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Jordan, do you use the controller still on PC or do you use keyboard and mouse?
Oh, I've always used keyboard and mouse.
Okay. So do you think your accuracy is worse on the PC than it is on console?
Oh, it would be.
Josh says that you wear him down and hold him back.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
Says the Genji main.
But does he do well as a Genji main, though?
No, he does not.
Because you're holding him back, that's why.
Yeah.
You can say that because he's not in the room.
I'm not healing him enough.
Oh, dear.
Oh, gosh. But yeah, that's me.
That's you? Yeah. And I'm guessing for Adam it's been League? Or
League,
Destiny.
And a bit of Destiny.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Just a bit?
I've got a mate. We've just been trying to climb. But other than that, yeah, just the weekly Destiny stuff.
Mm.
That's about it. What about you, Joel?
Divinity Original Sins 2.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yes.
I haven't even looked. I've heard you telling me about this game. Jordan told me you were on it constantly, and I have not even seen a clip of this.
How do you know I'm on it constantly? Just look at the Discord or something?
No,
because I'm
Steam?
On Steam constantly.
Oh, right, yeah.
And I just see what you're playing.
My mind's just locked into that. So for Destiny, I haven't touched it since the reset as well. Like, it resets every Tuesday, as in, like, everything changes. Haven't played it since.
How old is this game?
What game?
Divinity.
It's new. It came out the other week, didn't it?
Divinity Original Sins 2 came out, I think, a week or two ago. But it has been in progress in making. It started as a Kickstarter.
Oh, okay. It looks very... what's that called? It was one of the early games that was RPG-based. Baldur's Gate.
Yes, yes.
It looks very Baldur's Gate.
That was the style that they were going for originally.
Yeah. It's like D&D.
Yes, it is. It is very D&D... styled, especially in the game. There is a different mode as well in the game at the start menu where it's a GM mode. More or less, you can design your own D&D game and within this.
So is this multiplayer then?
Yes, it is. Wow. So the story itself, you can play as a single player on your own with a party of four or in multiplayer as with a party of four or just two people, whichever one. So with my mate and I, we've just been playing through multiplayer, just him and I, through
and
the entire game.
Does one of you have to be the DM?
No, the story itself... it's its own story, so we all have our own individual characters. So we just play off that.
That's excellent.
It is a turn-based RPG, action RPG, more or less.
That's where I could look at it and go, not for me.
I think Mitch, you might enjoy it.
I think I might. Looking at it, it looks like the kind of game I'd be able to pick up. Whether or not I have the time or whether or not it could run on my laptop, that's another question.
It runs
on yours by the sound of it, but yours is just a touch better than mine.
It is a touch better and mine runs just barely.
Yeah, it's not happening.
So in good places where it's not as graphical, I might get about 20 FPS.
Yeah.
But when there is one place which had fire absolutely everywhere scattered the entire screen, I barely got about 4.
Oh, dear.
So everyone was just glitching away. Whilst my mate's computer is just smooth as everything. But that's what I've been playing. I've just been stuck with that.
These are the struggles.
Yes. The struggles of a PC master race.
Do you want to get into the quiz now?
Yes.
All right. So to remind everyone at home, last week's quiz had Adam. Last month's quiz. I always say week. Last month's quiz had Adam losing, and his three challenges were to complete one Act 1 main story of Diablo 3 on Torment 5 with a wizard, or get one kill in PUBG while wearing a ghillie suit, or gather all the feathers in Assassin's Creed 2. Now, to my knowledge, you've only done one of those.
Just the one, yes.
Did either of you two do any of the others?
Oh, heavens no.
I still have not even worn a ghillie suit in PUBG.
Damn.
Neither have I.
Near 200 hours, I think, I'm getting close to that I've played it.
Okay, so that's 1 point for Adam for this quiz.
And that's what I lost by last month as well, was the one point. So
this quiz is a little...
I'll take the win from last month.
This quiz this month has a five main questions and a sixth double point random trivia.
Is that a tiebreaker? You'll just say that at the end?
I'll say it at the end because I did anyway last time, but it's just worth 2 points instead of one.
Interesting.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
All okay. right. So make sure you play along at home. Jordan, do not look at the chat. Same with you, Adam.
Yeah, Adam, you took notes earlier. Just don't look at your notes.
I can't believe you took notes.
Yeah, cover your page up.
All right.
Okay. Did he actually take notes? Notes. Can you see it?
I saw the notes, yeah.
Were any of them relevant?
Took notes?
I wrote down one name.
Question one. Question one. What is the name of the noob game journalist?
Yes!
Thank you.
Four options. Is it A, Tadashi? B, Takahashi? C, Sakaguchi? Or D, Sakahara?
I'm glad I wrote that down.
It's gotta be C.
I'm glad I memorized that one.
It's definitely A.
It's all D, right. Dude. It's simple.
100%
right. A. Sagahakaki? Dude.
Question two. How many difficulty levels or skin tones are available in the Fractured But Whole?
Is it multiple choice again or is this on our own?
Yes. It is A, 6, B, 4, C, 5, or D, 7.
I know what the hardest difficulty level is.
I know you do.
Yeah. And I'm just trying to remember what...
How many are there? How many skin tones are there?
Just go for the highest.
No, it can't be. 6 is too many.
But it's South
Jordan,
Park.
The highest was 7.
Oh, well, even 7's too many.
It's South Park, dude.
Yeah, I know, but
I'm gonna go how for many even skin number.
Tones? You gotta, like, how many skin tones can there actually be?
Let's not get political.
Oh, God.
It's getting serious now.
All right. We all good? You got an answer?
Yeah.
All right. Question three. Which of the following has not been announced for the Nintendo Switch?
Okay.
Yep.
Doom, L.A. Noire, Dishonored, Death of the Outsider, or Wolfenstein 2?
Oh, I hate this.
That is Doom, L.A. Noire, Dishonored, Death of the Outsider, or Wolfenstein 2?
Got it in.
There's two that I'm tossing up between.
Yes, I know.
It's the obvious one. Yeah. It is the most obvious one there.
No, it'd have to be.
What was the last option?
Wolfenstein 2.
I'm going to get that wrong. I'm going to hate myself.
Yeah, I have no idea on that
one. I'm so confident on this one, but I'm just going to throw it back
in my face. I'm buying the other three regardless. I love all these games.
Yeah, okay.
All right. This week, we celebrated the 10th anniversary of two very big games. What were they?
This week or this
one
month?
1 point for each.
Week or month?
This week.
This week?
Oh!
This week.
What the hell happened this week? Is it in this?
10th anniversary of two. I know one.
Yeah, there's one.
One that you should know I know.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's one that I should know that Adam Cundy knows, as well as myself.
What?
I'm blank.
So am I.
Okay. Two clues.
Thank you.
Because these guys are... Yeah,
I've got
this
one.
Week.
Clue for number one is assault rifle. Clue for number two is wolf.
Wolf, assault rifle. Assault rifle can pick to any game.
Yes, I know. That's why I didn't say anything else.
Joel is outraged right now. So, I have no idea what the second one is.
Any idea on the second one?
No. No,
all right. Well, no idea. Since none of you had it, I'm just going to say it. Oh, no, because you might have one of them, not the other. Never mind.
Yeah.
All right. Question five. Which NES game was found inside the Nintendo Switch's software by Jailbreakers earlier this month?
What?
We covered this on the 50th.
We did. We did actually cover this.
Did we?
We did.
I do not remember that.
Neither do I.
They found an NES game and an emulator inside of the Switch software. No.
This wasn't on the podcast. There was we were just in the break room. Yes, we were just chatting away. That was it.
Was I there for that?
Yes, you were.
I don't know if you were you there.
I don't remember
that. You both, yes, all three of us were there. I remember this.
Oh God!
You just said it was on the 50th. Like, how do you quite remember?
I've actually written most of this stuff down beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna lose again.
So am I. What was the question again?
I'm just going to guess an NES.
Which NES game was found inside of the Nintendo Switch software by Jailbreakers earlier this month?
I'll put a question mark in mine.
Yeah.
Do you want me to give do you want to give me four? Give me four options.
Yes. Let's see the options.
All right. Is it Super Mario Brothers, Duck Hunt, Dr. Mario, or golf?
Golf.
It's just golf.
Golf. Like Tiger Woods or?
Yes, Tiger Woods.
Right, are you ready for your double point bonus question?
Yeah.
Yes.
This is completely irrelevant to video games as a whole. You get this right, you get 2 points.
Spell Ladybug.
Which reality show gets its name from a term in George Orwell's novel, 1984?
Oh, my God. How is that even general knowledge? I don't understand.
See, and everyone at home's like, you guys are idiots.
What?
No, they're not.
Surely not.
It's a very simple.
Can I hear the question one more time?
Yeah.
Which reality show gets its name from a term in George Orwell's novel, 1984?
Can you tell us channel this reality show is on?
Is it on now? Like, is it?
It is not on in Australia anymore.
Can you say it in a sentence?
Right, well, I'm just going to guess.
No.
Oh. Okay.
So it's a reality show that was in Australia, but now it's not.
Yes.
All right. That's... Yeah.
All right, I have no idea. All right.
I wrote anything down.
Do you have a pen that I could steal? Yeah. Like, one of you? Thank you. Because I don't have one to note down who got what. All right. Question one. Adam, what'd you get?
B.
That's 1 point. Adam? Joel?
B.
And Jordan?
Takahashi. That's the name I remembered down. I knew it was that one name. Was it his first name or last name?
I don't know. I just saw
that's
it
a bit. That's a bit racist. You don't know his...
That was his last name.
Okay, that's what I was wrong
with. His first name is Dean.
Yeah, that's all right. What I mean. It doesn't sound.
Adam, question two, what'd you get?
C.
That is correct. Joel?
I put 4.
That is incorrect.
Oh, that's 5. I put 4 as well.
No, 6. That's incorrect. It was 5.
That was a complete guess.
Okay. All
right. Okay. Always go for C.
Okay, Jordan, which game do you think is not coming? Has not been announced for the Switch?
L.A. Noire.
That is incorrect.
What?
Joel?
I also put L.A. Noire.
I put L.A.
It's actually Dishonored.
Is it? What?
Really? Because I thought Bethesda was announcing a line of... That's
I thought Rockstar. So
I knew L.A. Noire was coming, like they were remastering it, but...
It's coming to the Switch.
It's coming to the Switch.
I am so keen.
Yeah, I need to play that properly. I never finished it.
No way.
Yeah.
I was so... Because I thought Rockstar, there's no way Rockstar would put that on.
Well, like, I did. I should have done
an
that.
An old game.
Because I saw
that was
a rumor thing today about GTA possibly being ported to Switch.
No way.
It won't run as well. It'd be like a 360 version. But
yeah.
Well, I'm glad you guys didn't get that.
Okay. Question 4. 1 point for each. Jordan?
Halo 3 is all I got. I could not think of the other one.
Okay. Joel?
I put Call of Duty and Zelda.
Neither.
I just put COD.
Okay. It was Halo 3 and The Witcher.
Oh, I remember The Witcher. Yeah. They did an actual video of some kind.
They did.
Thanking everyone.
And these were like big social media pushes, so I was like, they'll get those.
That was not this week.
I originally had Halo. Would that be like half a point if I had got that?
If you had kept Halo, yes.
Yeah.
And the name of the NES game?
Golf.
I wrote A because you gave us 3 options and I couldn't
remember. I gave you 4 options.
Oh, 4 options. Whatever. I think it was Super Mario.
Yeah, Super Mario was the first one, and no, it's not. Joel, you had golf?
Golf.
That is correct.
I thought so.
I put Duck Hunt.
No. Okay.
I didn't even heard
of it. I'm going to lose this one anyway, so it doesn't matter.
So, for the double point, Joel, what did you get?
Family Feud.
Incorrect. That's actually still running.
I didn't know. I just put anything down.
Big Brother.
That is correct.
I got it too! Yes. Big Brother!
Yeah.
Right.
I thought reality, and I'm like, okay, no, okay. That's not there anymore.
All right, so final scores.
Oh, I've lost.
Jordan? You've come second.
Ooh, thank God.
Adam has won.
Ooh, redeemed.
And Joel has lost.
Did Adam win
because of his extra point.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Redeemed.
Wow.
All right, so Joel, your challenges for this month.
Oh, great.
You've got to unlock the Escape Artist Trophy in the Amnesia Collection on PS4.
Not playing it.
Which is to escape the creature in the water in Amnesia the Dark Descent. Jordan has issued you the challenge of becoming MVP in a round of Insurgency.
Create a pirate match.
And Adam...
Oh, don't you dare.
Your wording, you wrote that. Adam's challenge is to win a ranked match with Mundo with a KDA of at least 5.1. So I'm going to presume that you can screenshot that somehow?
Yeah, post-game.
Okay, good. Because I have no idea what that means.
Well, okay. Like a ratio of 5-1. So like 5 kills to one every death. 1 death.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
You better get home fast, Joel.
Adam issued it because he can do it.
Yeah.
you better get home fast because I'm going to lock that challenge.
So you guys, if you guys get it, only one person can get any point from any of those challenges.
Okay, Jordan, you do yours and I'll do mine.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he's got to play Amnesia.
How could you do this to me? You absolutely did this.
Fantastic. I can't wait to see how Joel goes.
Yeah.
Speaking of these challenges, what's going on with the challenge of Fortnite and PUBG?
Oh, yes. There's a bit of a... I don't know what kind of... I wouldn't say political yet. No, not political. Legal.
Legal's different to political. Yeah, so, I mean, it's understandable that you'd get confused in the current political climate.
Yeah, so...
Not because you're stupid, because other reasons.
Bluehole, the developer of PUBG, has recently said they have concerns about the new Battle Royale mode in Fortnite. So the mode in Fortnite was added just over a week ago and puts 100 players into a last man standing showdown, which if you haven't played PUBG before, that's pretty much the whole game. PUBG, that's just 100 free for all.
Have you watched the video of like what this game mode looks like?
I have actually. I did that before we started today and it does look really similar. So there is something I want to point out to you. As of 13 hours ago, according to Polygon, Fortnite's Battle Royale spin-off has had 1 million players total, right?
Yeah.
That's the amount of concurrent players that PUBG has had.
Yeah, it's everyone trying it to see if it's any better or if it's the same.
If it was better, would you change over or would you just play the one that has your friends in it?
Well, it wouldn't be because this mode in Fortnite is completely free.
Oh,
yes.
Ooh. Yeah.
I might have to
get it. And this is a different
game. Then I can play something with you, Mitch.
Yeah.
Is a different game as well to the actual Fortnite game itself. So they're two separate game modes.
Mm.
So you can buy Fortnite itself or just get this game for free.
Ooh.
And does it run better on PC than PUBG? I assume it would.
It looks like it would.
It looks like it does.
Yeah. But
which is good news for you, Mitch.
Yeah, it is. I'll see.
Have a look at the specs.
Yeah.
I will check it out.
So, yeah, when announcing the game mode, the developers from Epic openly said that they drew from King of the Hill and PUBG as inspiration.
Oh, I thought you meant the TV show.
God damn it, Bobby.
Without propane and propane.
Wow.
Oh, God. They're rebooting that, I think.
They are.
Never mind.
They are.
What they said was, we've had an ongoing relationship with Epic Games throughout PUBG's development, as they are the creators of Unreal Engine 4, the engine that they licensed for the game. That was the Bluehole VP and executive producer, Chang Hung Kim. I think it's just Chang Hung Kim.
I'm just laughing.
It is. Such a simple pronunciation.
he paused for a moment. Like, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, anywho, and he continued to say, after listening to the growing feedback from our community and reviewing the gameplay for ourselves, we are concerned that Fortnite may be replicating the experience for which PUBG is known.
So at what point do we ignore the difference of genre and gameplay? Because this sounds like they're emulating the genre, not the gameplay.
Yeah, exactly. That's, I guess, the big argument at the moment. What's the line... Here.
You see it though, you've seen the videos and it looks pretty much spot on to PUBG.
Yes, but they're not stealing
like
any
even
assets.
The minimap as well, like the way the circle looks, I got the dotted line.
You've
on
got the
minimap.
Yeah, but what else are they meant to do?
You've got the starting island where everyone spawns.
I mean, look at all the Minecraft copies. Like there are hundreds of them.
And not just that, how do you distinguish between the difference of just a like they said, King of the Hill in Halo and King of the Hill in Quake?
Yeah.
So you're saying PUBG its own genre in a way. So taking inspiration is fine.
Yeah, like it's like Dota. It's like League of Legends suing Dota 2.
Yeah,
I see this as like Overwatch and what's the one that was exactly like
Paladins
and Battle. What was the other
Battleborn?
Battleborn,
not
now.
So much, but yeah.
But Paladins and Overwatch, where they look exactly the same.
Same
in
heroes.
A sense. Same heroes in a sense.
Yeah, it's you're gonna get cheap knockoffs regardless.
Overwatch reacted perfectly. Blizzard reacted perfectly. They didn't care. They knew they had the larger player base. They already probably made their money back.
Yeah, so why is PUBG worrying? They're literally the top most played game on Steam.
Are they actually worried?
So all they've really said is they went on to say like the similarity extend to the structure, core gameplay, and even user interface elements. He went on to say that we also noticed that Epic Games references PUBG in the promotion of Fortnite to their community and in communications with the press.
I like that.
And he said, This was never discussed with us, and it doesn't feel right.
So, in the 90s, we had Sega does what Nintendo don't. Calm down. Really? Yes, that was an ad campaign.
Wow. I don't think they get away with that these days.
No, though. But like, calm down. It's a video. Be competitive. Make your game better.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I see this in a sense. This is actually might grab more players to PUBG.
Oh, yeah. You play the cheap. Else. You play the cheap version.
Cheap like, knockoff and go.
This is free. Yeah. It's like, okay, here's something that's better. Yeah. Buy this game. More
you want
challenging.
You want to take it a bit more seriously. Mm. Spend the $30 and go to the next level.
I mean, I hate to say it, but like, it's comparing HOTS to League.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, HOTS is entry level. It's like, yeah, fun. You get the idea of the gameplay. When you want to go serious, you go League because no one's playing HOTS seriously.
Mm.
That sounds about right, yeah. There was a streamer that said something to this game, Brown Man, which he said that this game... he said that this game is more colourful and a lot faster paced, but it's PUBG, but more colourful and a lot faster paced.
Mm. It sounds fun. And honestly, it sounds fun.
And I feel like I wouldn't get as scared or take it as seriously or not, but...
Does PUBG scare you?
When you get to those last few circles, it's pretty intense.
Oh, I think the intensity doesn't matter if it's like bubbly kiddie looking. It'll still scare you.
Yeah.
This game, it just goes a lot quicker. So like 100 players in a map that's not very big.
Yeah.
You could probably last for maybe 5-10 minutes the entire match.
Mm. Yeah, I think I want to give it a go, depending on how big the download is.
It's free? Yeah, and I'm assuming it's just one download for that one map and that's it?
Yeah. But, so Bluehole isn't taking any action right now, but I've said it's contemplating further action.
What, Bluehole?
Yeah.
What, they're going to sue Bluehole or Bluehole's going to take action to something
Bluehole
else?
Bluehole sounds like they're going to sue them.
They're thinking about it.
Yeah, Bluehole
but
wants to sue Epic Games.
But they took inspiration from... No, what?
Bluehole is the Blue guys
Hole
who
is
made
PUBG.
It's PUBG.
Okay. Epic Games, the people that made...
Yep.
Epic Games.
But why would they sue? Like, their player base is so good.
Like I said,
so far ahead. Like, Overwatch were confident enough.
Mm.
Why are these guys not confident?
Well, I get that they're smaller. They're not a Blizzard. They've made this. That's it. This is my claim to fame. I'm going to protect it.
Mm. But you've just overpassed Dota and CSGO and all that stuff.
They've got to be rolling in the cash, right?
You've got to be happy. You've got to be confident. It's like nothing can take us down at this point.
Yeah. So, one of the interesting things about this is... that PUBG itself basically took its gameplay mechanics and from H1Z1.
Yes.
Because it was originally a mod for H1Z1, and then Brandon Green, the PlayerUnknown himself, went on and made this PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds as we know it today.
It's similar to like World War Z as well, where that was originally a mod and then they tried to make it a standalone thing and it crashed and burned.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the H1Z1 devs had their comment on the issue by saying, well, there wouldn't be a PUBG without H1Z1. So
where are our royalties?
Yeah, exactly. So I guess everything can keep rolling back.
Yeah.
And then that's probably a game that inspired H1Z1 too.
Yeah.
Some zombie game.
It's so silly.
I feel like if you're taking inspirations from good games to make a better game, isn't that a good thing?
Yeah, you should
Yeah.
Why not cross-promote?
Yeah.
Why not organize something that, like, if someone has both PUBG and Fortnite on their account, you get cross-items.
Mm.
Encourage people playing both. I mean, it's a free game. They're not taking money away from you because they're taking players.
In sense of taking money.
But again, it's entry level. Like, Jordan's not going to stop playing PUBG to play Fortnite.
But he might.
Why?
Because it's one, it's free.
Is there microtransactions yet?
I doubt.
In the actual Fortnite game,
yes. But
it probably would be.
Yeah.
I feel like, because it would be, one, it's free. Two, it's easier. So there's not much of a challenge, and three, it's quicker.
Mm.
So in a sense, you're just faster games, yet it's still the same game. So they might lose more players from that.
Mm. Mm.
Ooh, sorry, I'm just looking at Reddit on the Fortnite Battle Royale thing.
Yeah.
The second highest post at the moment said, I've played 100 hours of PUBG, and it doesn't seem like a functioning game after playing Fortnite.
Oh, wow. I'm going to have to try it now just to see what it's like.
And then you get gripped. Then you don't want to go back to PUBG.
Yeah, so I guess this is what they're worried about.
Yeah.
Because Fortnite, this Battle Royale mode, this is like the final game. It's not an alpha or anything at the moment, is it?
It's in beta.
Oh, it's in beta.
It's early access. Fortnite's early access.
So is it just that Fortnite might be a better game?
Fortnite itself is different because it's Orcs Must Die mixed with Minecraft.
Mm.
Which that's, sounds excellent.
Is there building involved in the Battle Royale mode? That's right.
Yes.
There is?
Yes, you can collect resources to build structure.
Yeah.
That intrigues me.
So it's, again, a bit like Rust.
So then you find a spot, you're like, all right, I like it here, let's hole up. Start building like a fort.
But you've got the thing that closes in.
Yeah.
So you can build a fort, but you've got to be somewhere safe.
Yeah.
So you'll be in the circle.
Yeah.
So...
See, it sounds really interesting.
Can you just put up, like, say, like a single wall?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're, like, in a small circle, you can put up one wall to block you from that one side.
You can block one entire wall, or just, like, a window or, like, a small structure that comes, like, waist high so you can crouch down.
Okay.
There's a lot you can do in the entire game.
You don't have to find a rock. You can just literally place your own cover.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
So there's that.
I guess they're also worried, too, because Fortnite's also available on consoles, isn't it?
Mm. Yes.
Rhett Hall has just commented.
Yep.
I'm honestly only playing Fortnite to get used to the style of gameplay for when PUBG is released on Xbox. Until I have a PC that can play it because it's free. Yep.
So are you enjoying the Battle Royale mode, Rhett? That's what I want to know.
Yeah. Is it good? Is it worth it? Because I didn't realize it was on Xbox because now I might pick it up if it's free.
Mm. If it's on, I might just download it on Xbox.
Yeah. Then. We'll play that later.
Yeah. Yeah.
What have we done?
Yeah. So. Well, it's also interesting because I don't know if you guys play GTA 5 online much.
I have actually not played GTA 5.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
I played a lot.
But there's also a last man standing mode in GTA 5 online now as well.
Yep.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if it's 100 players, but it's the same principle.
Look, it's a new genre. It's exactly. It's like having a multiplayer matchmaking. It doesn't matter.
Well, it's not a new genre because you've got H1Z1.
Yeah, but
King of the Hill. You got the King of the Hill game mode.
Yeah.
Which is, it's been there for a while.
Mm.
And then you're saying it's like PUBG took inspiration from that.
Yeah, but it's like comparing a MOBA to an RTS. Like, this developed out of this.
True. Mm. But in a sense, you still look at Fortnite and PUBG look exactly the same in some way.
Okay.
Starting Island, you start in a plane that comes across.
Yeah, and you jump out.
You jump out, you fall plummet to the earth. You've got a parachute as well.
Change it a little bit.
No.
But the current speculation is around Japanese company Tencent.
Mm.
Have you heard of them?
No. I've heard of Tencent.
They partially own Epic Games, which own Unreal Engine 4.
Yeah.
They were looking at investing in Blue Hole. To help with the development.
No, are they just bitter?
And I think Blue Hole declined them. This is all speculation.
Red Hole's got back to you. It's fun, but I feel like I will enjoy PUBG more because of the items you can pick up. Also, vehicles. The map is also very small.
Yes. Oh, okay.
So it could be just PUBG Lite.
Yeah.
It is, because in the game, it is smaller.
Yeah.
So the games go a lot quicker. There are no vehicles, but you can get across the map very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And the items aren't as big as, you don't have armor, your backpack is not there, you can only carry like 5 weapons and bandages and stuff. So
this company was looking at acquiring or investing in Blue Hole, and it's possible that Blue Hole declined them, and because they have that partial stake in Epic Games, they probably egged them on to create their own version of it.
This just seems really, I don't know.
Childish.
It seems very childish, and it's kind of like...
I think it's also childish on Blue Hole's part, because the fact that they're making a big deal out of this when they don't care about the GTA version.
Mm.
I just think it's weird that they only care about this one. Not the countless other... Because there's another game on Steam called Last Man Standing that's just come out.
Mm.
That's completely
called Last Man Standing.
Yeah. there's already countless knockoffs.
Halo had a Last Man Standing game mode too.
Did it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that.
Definitely did. Also, I just typed in Last Man Standing and I got the Tim Allen sitcom.
I've looked up the minimum specs for you, Mitch.
Oh no.
It's i3 2.4 gigahertz, 4 gig RAM, and an Intel HD 4000, which is the equivalent of about a GeForce GT 540.
I might be okay.
Yeah. He's done it. He can do it.
I might be okay.
He can actually play games now.
Well, that one.
Not that you will, because you got a Switch now.
Yeah, it's different.
Just a final note there. To add even more to the issue, Blue Hole worked with Epic to create a unique version of Unreal Engine 4. So Blue Hole feels like Epic are benefiting from
the work
they did together.
Yes.
But then also Blue Hole benefited from it as well, because it was helping them.
Yeah.
So I think that should be just completely dismissed, because they were just helping each other.
Yeah, it was called Breakout, Josh. Thank you. Your brother has confirmed that Halo did have a Last Man Standing.
Oh, it did.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Jordan, the Halo guy, doesn't even know.
I know. Obviously, I played the classic Slayer modes too much. But yeah, that's the way I think of it. Like, this is essentially just a game type in Halo or something. Because,
yeah,
you know, you don't get Call of Duty getting mad at other games for putting domination in.
No.
Or Capture the Flag was...
And I hate to keep bringing up Halo like this. Well, yep. No, I don't. But Halo had a zombie map, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Infection.
Yes.
And that was made probably around when the zombie craze was kind of...
Yeah, right before that started. Yeah. Even Left 4 Dead. Left 4 Dead didn't get mad that Call of Duty started adding zombie maps.
Yeah.
Zombie campaigns with four characters and waves of zombies coming at you.
Mm.
Is that close to Left 4 Dead? Left 4 Dead has a story in its aspect. Whilst Call of Duty has... It's just a wave simulator.
Oh, they're... Yeah, I guess so.
Then how is that different to Horde mode in Gears?
I don't know.
That's what I mean. Like, everything is taking ideas from everywhere.
Yeah.
And I just think...
Nothing is original.
I do agree Fortnite might have taken a few too many ideas from PUBG, but at the end of the day, I don't think there's not much they're going to be added.
I do agree with Rhett here when he says the Player Unknown helped develop a genre of game, but it wasn't the first and it won't be the last of this game type.
Yeah, no. There's definitely... They started a new trend now, so...
Yeah.
It's going to...
It'll die out. For a
while. Yeah,
it'll just PUBG will grow. It'll get its new map and it'll just die.
It'll die at like
do you reckon,
Minecraft.
Yeah, do you reckon PUBG will go down?
Yeah, for sure. I keep saying this. It'll reach a peak.
Yeah.
It'll just crash and burn.
You know what'll happen?
What?
Microsoft will buy Bluehole.
and then get 343 to make games for it.
Oh boy. You can like pick up like Master Chief helmets in the game.
And- yeah.
Speaking of toxic, what's this with gamers are too toxic going on?
Yeah, so a game developer has spoken out about why developers do not, like, candidly discuss the process of developing games, because gamers seem to overreact and think it's so easy or something, and they get really mad over silly little things. So this guy was just
expressing...
That does
sound like gamers, yes.
Yeah, he was expressing his frustration.
Yeah.
So... He said, gamer culture is so toxic that being candid in public is dangerous. Charles Randall, a developer who previously worked for, oh my God, Capybara Games?
Capybara.
Posted a lengthy Twitter thread about the problems developers face when opening up about game development, with it gathering thousands of interactions on the social network.
Mm-hmm.
Randall pointed to a recent thread which developers behind Bioshock, Firewatch, more discussed hidden mechanics in their games designed to evoke certain feelings from their players. Writing, see that recent Twitter thread about game design tricks to make games better, filled with gamers angry about being lied to.
Hmm.
Yeah, so I guess people are just overreacting a bit too much about the fact that everything at the end of the day is scripted.
Yeah, like you can't have a completely... Like, we haven't developed artificial intelligence to the point where they can invent something for you. I don't understand.
Your own unique story.
I think social media...
That's what Assassin's Creed Origins is doing.
Yeah, but then it's just going to be disappointing.
What do you mean?
Well, it's like completely AI. So, like, no events are scripted anymore.
Mm.
So, like, the world happens
around
you.
Everything at some point is scripted. That's not how things work.
Well, apart from the story, everything else is not scripted. That's the push they're going for.
You can't walk up to a random character and go, oh, hi.
There's a 50% chance he'll kill you.
I feel like eating eggs today or something. He just says something completely random. They're like,
I see what you mean. But it's like, as in, like, you can't just put a NPC and then, like, do what you like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just build a house.
Yeah. Yeah. Because... They would have to program the NPC to do that in some capacity and just randomize it.
Is it this game that you can follow a guy around and, like, see at this time of night he goes to the pub or it's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, he'll go to sleep, you know, he'll take a piss, you know, like, he has his own, like, a normal person routine. Mm. So, I don't know.
Yeah. A normal person routine, you see. Yeah. Yes. Routine is scripted. he then described how many are quick to criticize decisions made by developers without possessing adequate knowledge about game development. See any thread where some dumbass comments how easy it would be to say add multiplayer or change engines.
I mean, I've literally said that.
Yeah, you have.
I have also said that with a lot of games.
I get that we can be a bit forward in our criticisms.
But you're a gamer. Gamers are like, we played this, but I feel like it could be better if you did this.
And most of the stuff we say, or in my experience at least, I don't want to speak too generally, but when I enjoy something, if I enjoy two things, I think that they should combine.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Best example of that, I spent countless hours in Skyrim, and I have played endless hours of Zelda, and Breath of the Wild is a perfect melding of those two, with a little bit of Far Cry thrown in.
I don't see the Far Cry.
Really?
Where is this Far Cry?
Really?
I don't see, like, structures that you gotta take down buildings and overtake the camps and stuff.
You literally do that.
I don't see it. Yeah,
you do.
I don't see anything in this game. What am I talking about? I don't see the Far Cry visually, though.
You get, like, a nice little chest at the end.
It's just Skyrim, literally, and it's just Zelda
there's
to me.
Literally radio towers.
I don't see it.
And they unlock parts of the map.
Yeah. Like, I don't blame you. You're saying radio towers? You were just inside a giant camel?
Yeah, that was the dungeon. The giant robot camel.
You're in a camel!
Yeah. Well, it's like a machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird. This game's weird.
Okay. It's good.
Well, Joel, what I thought of was Diablo 3 stash base. People were asking about that for years, and the developers were like, oh, no, we just can't do it.
Yeah.
But everyone's like, how easy? You know, just add some code and give us some more stash base.
Exactly. Yeah. They criticize their work of how they create the game, where gamers just think everything's easy to put in.
Yeah.
Mm. Like when you see a game that's single player, you're like, this would be great in multiplayer. Fallout or something.
Yeah.
Where all you would be like, it's like, if you just added like a code to put in multiplayer, sit another character.
And yes. And
it'd be pretty easy.
I've seen this argument a few years back with Elder Scrolls.
Mm.
And then they did it and everyone hated it.
Oh, Elder Scrolls online.
Yeah, as though they're like, I don't feel important anymore.
Yeah. They feel like the center of the universe.
Yes. It's people don't know what they want, so they should just shut up.
I know there's mods for Skyrim where you can actually have multiplayer.
Yeah.
So it is possible.
And the years that were put into making like multiplayer Just Cause.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, it took 5 GTA games for us to get online in GTA.
4.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
GTA 4 had online.
No.
Didn't it? Yeah, it did.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
It wasn't like as in-depth.
I think Cops and Crooks was a good game.
Yeah.
Everyone was Nico?
Not really, no.
No.
Cops and Crooks, you were just like a standardized crook and someone just was a
random
cop.
Guy. Okay, yeah.
Yes.
But it wasn't open world in the same way.
No, there were only multiplayer games you could join. Oh, yeah. No, there was an open world part, yes.
Oh, there was, yes.
Yes,
okay,
there was.
Yeah.
But I think everyone was Nico.
I don't know why. So it was practically the same as it is now, just with less.
There were, I think you needed to do like 2 people or something.
No,
like
it was like, I remember PC more was or like least, 20.
When gamers ask for something, it'll eventually maybe come out.
Yeah.
But for a game that's out now.
And I understand why discussing the development of a game, having gamers' input is incredibly annoying, at the very least.
It's also helpful, though.
Yes.
Because new games on, especially on Reddit, subreddits for a new game that comes out, you see a lot of discussion or a suggestion.
Oh, yes.
And it's always top post on there. You can see what they think. And you think yourself as like, that would actually be very helpful and doesn't seem too difficult to have that.
Yeah, like there's a difference, like helpful discussion, like constructive discussion compared to some guy going, oh, you need to do your job better. Like, yeah. I can
do
your
job
in
my sleep.
Yeah. I think that's what this guy's talking about, like that difference there.
Yeah.
He did say there are still topics I can't touch because I was candid once and it resulted in dumb headlines, misunderstandings, and harassment. So while I talk candidly about certain big topics right now, I know doing so would lead to another wave of arseholes throwing stuff at me.
Mm.
Fair enough. So just leave the developers alone unless they're literally asking for your input.
Yeah.
Or you're talking with other gamers on Reddit where they can just lurk and not really have to deal with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to have your opinion, do it somewhere that's designed for opinions.
Yeah.
Don't tweet at them, send them death threats or anything like that.
Yeah. I've read this and I thought it was very similar to the recent Overwatch developer update. Jeff Kaplan. The update was purely about toxicity.
We couldn't go an episode without talking about Blizzard, could we?
No, we can't.
No, we can't. But it just linked, okay? I just had to mention it.
That's what I thought this originally was. I thought it was about the Jeff Kaplan thing.
No, well, it's similar, but it's not quite the same vein. But he's spent the whole developer update talking about the fact that we spend all this time dealing with like reporting functions within the game, trying to make that better for everyone so they don't have to deal with bad like harassment within the game, toxic players and stuff.
Because reporting, does that even do anything?
Yes, it does. Okay. And they're actually starting to send emails out to you if action is taken from your report.
Cool.
And he said, they spent so much time on that we've actually lost time. We could have been making something else for the game. So it's at the point where everyone kind of has to take a step back and go, okay.
So they're just trying to get back-end stuff working so that you can have a nicer, smoother experience.
Yeah.
Because Blizzard takes pride in that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why they want a good game.
Yeah, they want everyone to have fun and just, chill out a little bit.
Hmm.
We could have made this, but we'll blame you.
Yeah.
Well, similar stuff has been happening in HOTS recently as well. Like, there's been recently a big outcry on getting custom maps. And custom community skins. So, you used to be able to do map editors in like, StarCraft and stuff like that. But because of how the engine's built and how balance works in these games, like, it just can't happen.
Mm.
And people don't understand that.
Okay.
So, stuff that would be from the ground up. People are asking for, and they've got to go back down to how the game actually functions to get it to work.
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah. So speaking of functioning games coming out soon.
Don't you're jinxing that, man.
Yeah. Oh. Come on, it's Assassin's Creed. Nothing ever goes wrong with Assassin's Creed.
No, nothing.
Did you technically just say what could go wrong right now?
Yeah. Well, speaking of...
Oh, I hope it breaks. Do you want to tell us about the game you're very passionate about?
Yes, very much so. So Ubisoft has just announced a new game mode. So it's called... it's basically combat-free, and it's called Discovery Tour. So basically, players will have the chance to explore Assassin's Creed Origins, Virtual Egypt, free of combat, and story constraints in the new Discovery Tour game mode.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, as the company puts it, it's a combat-free living museum with guided tours that let players delve into its history firsthand. Given the lengths Ubisoft went to creating a large-scale, as accurate as possible map of the country, hiring historians and Egyptologists?
Where's this?
Egyptologists.
Egyptologists?
Egyptologists.
Yeah, like any sort of tologist, but of Egypt.
As consultants, this is a chance for the developer to showcase its map and the functioning virtual world it's created, rather than it simply existing as a backdrop for action.
I'm sorry, but Egyptologist does sound like a made-up job. Like, that sounds like a hobby more than anything else.
Actually, no, I need to tell you something, Mitch. I'm a podcastologist.
It's like that just sounds like the title of one of those books, like Dragonology.
Well,
I think there is one.
It could be possible because Egypt's such a rich historical.
Yeah, but why isn't it something more? Anyway, never mind.
But there's a quote here from the creative director. But I wanted to ask Jordan to try and pronounce his name because it's a very very foreign name.
Very bottom of the page, fourth from the left. His first name is Gene.
Oh.
That's a clue for you.
Is it Gene or is it Jean?
Keep going with the full name.
We'll let you...
Gene Guisden. Guisden.
Jean Gaston.
Yeah.
Oh, so I was kind of right.
Yeah. You had
Gene Guisden.
But he basically said, this is something we've wanted to do for a long time, that we've been asked to do by teachers, by institutions, he said.
I don't get it.
He said, Discovery Tour is another way to enjoy the beauty of the world we've recreated. It's a more educative mode, so it's clearly focused on education and on bringing to people actual facts, more academic knowledge.
I'm sorry, Jordan?
I just don't believe anyone doing academic research is going to go, you know what? I know where I get my reference from.
But wouldn't it be nice if we...
Origins.
Wouldn't it be nice if we could?
Yeah.
I know, but what... teacher is going to take that reference on your essay seriously.
I just want to. Well, you know that there's been kids that have referenced civilization as for their research papers and Gandhi.
Really?
There has to be.
And furthermore, who is going to play Discovery Mode? Like, is anyone going to do it for fun? I don't think so.
Who's going to?
He's going to do it for
parent?
Fun.
if you're like super into the lore, I think you would.
Or if you're super into Egypt, because that would be a thing.
Because ancient Egypt, it's not like you can go visit it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's not there anymore. Like, half of these landmarks don't even exist anymore.
It's a very niche market, though.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to catch many people.
Well, and
is it multiplayer?
Just walk. It's like combat free,
as in like, do you walk around? Do you just walk around and see other people?
Yes. Oh, this piece speaks to me quite nicely.
Just join the party. You go, oh man, look at this. How cool is that?
Actually, that's not real.
Just have like a voice chat tour guide. Just see like a 12-year-old.
That would actually be pretty cool.
That would be hilarious.
Well, there is a
quote
here.
But your facts would be wrong.
It says, when you start your tour, you will have a path that will lead you from station to station in order to learn more. He said, for example, the mummification process from cleaning of the body, of the removal of the organs, up to the ritual of the opening of the mouth.
Okay, actually, I'd probably do that.
Is there a mummification minigame?
I don't think so.
Get the hot stick!
This is the mummification minigame. Oh, God.
Got to do the right incision into the nose right now.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God. I'm actually going to have to look at that now. Because I want to see the process happen.
What made them think that this was a good idea? Like, to me, it's educational, I understand.
Well, apparently they've been asked by, like, institutions and universities to do it.
What teacher goes, you know what, that's a good game. No, I like your history, but could you just make it about history?
Using games for education is something that is quite good.
But this game isn't seen as education. This is
it's literally called
you
assassin.
Kill things.
But they've said that this mode is purely for like academic, you know, like it's completely separate
so,
game,
okay.
almost.
Quickly, quick
in
question.
The game, just like a research paper, I was playing the game Assassin's Creed. And in the Egypt time where he killed the people.
You just said the phrase in the Egypt time.
Correct. I'm an Egyptologist. I know all things.
Do we know the classification?
Of the discovery mode?
No.
The actual game.
The game, yeah.
Usually it's MA.
Is the discovery mode separate to Assassin's Creed?
Well, I figured
that
this
would make it educational.
I feel like there's no combat.
Sense.
So the rating must be lower.
They've still got to buy the game, is what I'm saying.
Okay, you said it'd be MA.
Okay. So that's what I mean.
But the content doesn't drop until next year. Early
I really
next
want
year.
To meet the college or university guy that was like, you know what? I'm going to talk to Ubisoft and I want them to make an educational mode in Assassin's Creed so my students can play it.
I mean, what would have happened is they would have approached people who are proficient in ancient Egypt to get factual accuracy in the game.
Yeah,
and then they would have said, hey, how about you just do like a proper tour? Because not everyone can go out and have a tour of the Great Pyramid.
Yeah.
And that would make sense. That's probably what happened.
You know what this sounds like to me? The developers got bored and they're like, let's just
throw it. I wonder how much of the development time went into that as opposed to the gameplay. And I wonder if the gameplay suffers.
Well, it's not released until next year, so I think it's
still going to be like DLC.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's free.
Like,
it's free DLC, but I think I think they finished the main game and then they're working on that after.
Okay.
Yeah. To me,
it just seems like a weird use of resources. Like, it's not a bad thing.
It is a bit odd, yeah.
Going on the previous thing, what we're saying is like being a gamer and saying you should make this and how easy it is.
I know, exactly. That's what I was just thinking.
The picture, like, to me, it doesn't look too difficult to make in a way. You walk up to someone, it has a press this button to read about it. And then it just reads what the process is.
So what's wrong with just putting in an almanac or something where you can go in and say, hey, this pot is this?
Well, I think because you can play pretty much, I think it gets you to play as different people in history as well.
Oh,
so you get to play as like Cleopatra and the kings and all that sort of stuff. And I think it sort of just takes you around and you get to choose, you know, what element you want.
There's always been something that irks me in Assassin's Creed.
Yes.
I think it's only in the most recent one that it really annoyed me.
Yeah.
Where you witnessed a character's death.
In Syndicate?
Yeah.
Spoilers.
So you witness one of the characters you play as die, right?
Yeah.
Their own science doesn't back that up. Because what they say is genetic memory is how they get this, right?
Yeah.
So how could you have a character's death if genetics were passed down, including that memory?
Right, which character died?
Oh, that's a good point, actually.
Yeah. Like, how are you going to play do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you can't pass down genes of the moment you die.
Maybe you had a kid.
At that moment?
Beforehand?
Yeah.
Then how would the memory be encoded into the kid?
I don't know.
That's my point.
Conspiracy theories.
No, that's just lazy storytelling.
Assassin's Creed, you know.
Okay. See, and that's my problem with Assassin's Creed.
I think that's the whole thing of the Animus.
Assassin's Creed Origins have the Animus aspect, or is it just purely...
They haven't really touched on the modern day, but they have said that there will be an Animus involved.
Okay.
It's just the logo in the top left.
They're very touchy with like not bringing up modern day details.
Because this is what I always ever wanted from the day Assassin's Creed began and you played as Desmond. All I wanted was the skills that you learn in... the first few games to be transferred, and eventually there'd be a modern day Assassin's Creed.
Every Assassin's Creed person wants that.
I know.
Actually, you know what'd be really cool? If they completely, they haven't spoken about any modern day stuff. You are playing in Origins in ancient Egypt, but when you come out into modern times, you're in modern Egypt, and you can hide stuff when you're in ancient Egypt for you to find in modern Egypt.
See? This goes on the thing. They should make this into this game.
Well, Desmond was originally going to be like that. But then there's something happened with one of the game directors after, I think it was either 2 or Brotherhood.
I think it was Michael Fassbender that did it.
Yeah, and then, something happened, and then they changed the direction.
Oh, okay.
But Desmond was going to be, like, you would actually go out with Desmond with all the skills.
They did kind of imply that quite
like
a lot.
Like, he did, like, a few, like, mini-missions.
Mm. Yeah, like, Assassin's Desmond Creed 2 like was like, heavily focused on testing your skills.
Yeah, they were building up to it, and then it just kind of, they just went away. Him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
I think that was because of the change of directors, which everyone was a bit like,
I think it's a missed opportunity.
With this new game mode, if I ever got Assassin's Creed, I don't think I would play this game mode, to be honest.
No.
The only point I would play it, if it was an unskippable end credit scene, and that would just let you walk around and you just learn about the history.
Maybe it's the loading sections.
Oh,
not if it's being released a year later.
You can walk around and not like learn anything. Like, you can just walk around the map if you want to.
To me...
You know what I mean? Like,
I would like a position where I'd just be like, can I just start killing everyone in the area?
It's like, you're in the museum and you stand there like, no! Can't make me learn!
Oh, God.
Not happening.
That's not what museums are for.
Oh,
jeez. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to not playing that.
You were just saying you want to play that.
I just want to watch the mummification thing and then I'll probably leave it.
I really hope it's a quick time event.
That's what I like. Is there going to be a story to that discovery mode? That's what I want to know.
It's just that history. There's not going to be a...
Do I have to read or is it narrated? These are the big questions.
So, like, if you have to read, he's turning it off.
Yes.
And here we see Desmond Miles in the
Uncharted
times.
In Uncharted, when you find those special items on the ground, like those rare things you just collect.
Yeah, like treasure. Through.
Yeah. And it pops up and it says, press select to read more info. And I'm like, no.
No one does it.
I bet that's an achievement. Once this thing released, it's like, once the narration stops, if you quit, it's just something called I can't read or something like that.
sit in the mode just for like, what, an hour?
Yeah.
Nope. Can't make me laugh.
Good.
Yeah. Good.
I'll play it next year and give you a review. I'll play it for like an hour.
We'll hold you to that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And that's that.
Yep. That is that.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Thank you for listening to the Replay Podcast. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at ReplayAU or our individual Twitters, which mine is at Joel's Voice.
Who's next? I'm at Jordan Do Things.
And I'm at Nimble Mimble.
And I'm at Adam X Leap.
You keep saying and I'm at.
It's in the script!
Don't read off the script. Just say your Twitter.
You're just going to say at Nimble Mimble.
Yes, I know. I know. I'm so sorry.
Remember, you can comment on our iTunes as well and just leave a comment.
Please rate our iTunes as
that
well.
That too.
Yes, please.
And our Discord page, which is, I don't know it.
It's tinyurl.com/replaydiscord. And our iTunes page is tinyurl.com/replaypodcast.
Yes.
Well, there we go.
Cool. Correct the
module. Thank you for listening, everyone.
Yes. Yeah. Good luck with your challenges, Joel.
Please don't steal them away from me.
I think you three are going to be back definitely next Thursday at 6 p.m.
Yeah, we're not too sure about you yet.
No, not too sure about me. My day might be a bit full. But keep an eye on our social medias on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
We'll be live, Replay Podcast. Nonetheless.
Yeah. It'll be fun. It'll be fun. And it'll come out on Monday. Do we normally do a usual time or just some time on Monday?
I can do normal time, but I choose not to.
Okay, cool.
Just because I know everyone's so eager to listen.
I know.
I just like to get it out there as soon as possible.
So, it'll come out again. This show will come out on Monday if you missed the first half of it, or if you don't want to watch it on Facebook. And,
Yeah.
Right. Excellent.
Bye.
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 Bye. Till next week.